Howdy, folks. I'm Mark, and today I am joined by Jake Martin. Jake, thank you for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We can get right into it because we have 11 and a half minutes to talk about video games. Jake, I like music. You like music.
I do.
I like video games. You like video games.
True statement.
There's a really good thing going here.
Yep.
I feel like we've chatted before about the soundtracks, video game soundtracks that we talk about or listen to and talk about outside of the games themselves. It's like, what do you find yourself listening to when it's like you're listening to a video game soundtrack or, just any old time?
Oh, man. Great question. So happy to be on the podcast and be talking about this because, yeah, we talked about it at length, but like video game soundtracks do a lot to make a game amazing. Mm-hmm. So outside of the game itself, I'm listening to like it's either like era based. So I'm like,
okay.
I literally will type in like video game music from the N64. Video game, or like console based. So like I do it broadly like that sometimes where I just want to hear. Because like each console was defined by the chipset that was available at that time and the technology available to be able to like make music. And it got obviously progressively better, but there's something very charming about like the limitations in certain consoles and time periods. So I'm like, I want to hear like PS2 era soundtracks. I want to hear N64 era soundtracks or PlayStation 1. They all have like a certain vibe to them.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I do like now. Is I just like pick a console and I'm like, let's listen to some GameCube stuff today and see what they were doing over there. And it's just, it's great.
Nice. Are those just like YouTube mixes? You Google? Nice.
Straight to YouTube because I don't want to mess up my Spotify algorithm by searching for video game music. It really throws things off. I got to keep those two separate.
No, that makes sense. I got a few. The Apple Music replay just came out and there was a Zelda album that showed up in my top albums. So
that's hilarious. Oopsies. Was it the 25th anniversary one or which one was it?
No, it was a cover one of like mainly of Wind Waker stuff. Oh, I can't remember the people now, but
nice. It's great. Big How fan. About you? What do you listen to outside of the game?
So usually it's very game specific. I often find myself listening to these things like usually at work when it's just like I want something in the background, but can't be like that in your face. So it's kind of just like a little instrumental music basically that's gives you good feelings. What I've been going to a lot is for one, and this is kind of digging into like favorite soundtracks themselves, but the Outer Wilds soundtrack is so good. It's a game that is brilliant, but it's like a top 10 for me just on vibes alone, and a lot of that is the soundtrack because like the reverby banjo music in space is just that's entirely my jam. Yeah,
that's you. That's Mark right there. I was going to say, I think I messed up. You asked, when do you find yourself listening to video game music soundtracks? And it's almost always at work. So there's the answer for that one.
I think I have the question in my outline. I think I goofed the question. So we're rolling with it.
I like it. We're going great directions anyways.
Yes. But I'm also, so back to Outer Wilds, like I'm already, like folk music is kind of a key genre for me in general. So Outer Wilds fits into that great. Another more recent one I've been digging a lot is Jusong.
The climbing game.
Yes. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's short. I already played it. It's a fun time.
How long did it take to beat that game?
It's like 5 hours.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Easy. Back to our first episode about short games. That's so good. Man.
Let's put it on the list. It's a great time. But the soundtrack is also great. It's like pretty low key. It's kind of like a very like minimalist Enya in a way. It's just super nice of like you've got this key motif that keeps circling back through about an hour of music in different ways. It's just nice.
Low-key Enya or like that's a crazy description. I can't wait to listen to that.
I mean, I love Enya. Let's reveal
Who
it.
Who doesn't love Enya, man?
So good.
Probably a lot of people, but I like Enya.
Get some Orinoco flow going. Man, it's great.
So good. So good.
What about you? So what, any particular series or games that you seek out?
Yeah, man. I mean, again, I think it's stuff that I obviously have a connection to that I'm going to go to first. But it also has to be a series that has like historically been known for like pretty groundbreaking or pretty impressive compositions. Final Fantasy games, I think, are all fantastic. I like those, but I didn't play a lot of them. So it's been kind of fun going back through and like rediscovering those. Kingdom Hearts, I like those a lot. Yeah. Zelda, obviously, all of those are so good.
Oh, yes.
Nintendo in general, a lot of their main franchises are, I would say, excellent when it comes to just straight bangers when you want to listen to a certain game in that series.
Yeah.
But I also need something that's like a little more chill, because again, I'm listening at work, so I always go for stuff that's like a bit more low key, or that like I specify, like, you know, Zelda music to work or study to or like whatever. And usually I get very chill Zelda music, because if you do the full OST sometimes, that stuff's very stressful. You'll get like the Ganondorf theme and you're like, I am working in an Excel spreadsheet. I don't want these vibes associated with my Excel spreadsheet right now. So yeah, you got to be careful with your search.
Yes, very key. Do you, so you mentioned this a little bit with your mixes that you go to, but do you tend to listen to just like straight covers straight soundtracks themselves, or more covers?
Yeah, I'm an OG guy. I have listened to a few covers, but I just find myself not liking them as much most of the time. Like the symphonic pieces from like the Zelda 25th anniversary are a good example I would say, you know, a great soundtrack to listen to. But sometimes I find that like the more the less produced ones, like there's a harp cover, I think, of a bunch of Zelda songs that I listened to today, actually.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is nice, but it's not the same. Like, I kind of want that one-to-one association with the music from the game, where I'm like, I'm passively consuming that music while I'm also working at the same time. And I think that's why I like it.
Sure. I tend to steer more towards covers. Although the first two I mentioned are just the soundtracks themselves, although they're also games that came out in the last 5 years, if not last month. But like Zelda music is, I will seek out covers more often than listen to Zelda soundtracks themselves. And, usually I like kind of lo-fi covers of stuff. And those are the kind of music you just forget you're listening to it. And it just kind of blends in and it's nice.
So when you say lo-fi, are you talking about like lo-fi hip-hop covers?
Yes.
Dude, yeah, those are so good. So I guess I didn't consider those. Like Helland, Game Chops, a few of those guys that just are in that ring of lo-fi Nintendo music. Like those are all so good. I've gotten so used to those, though, that I get like, I'm almost burnt out because I've listened to them so much. I'm like, I know this one. I don't like this one. I'm skipping to the next one.
Yeah. I do kind of go through phases of like listen to it a ton and then dropping off. And then, so you can kind of burn yourself out, weirdly enough.
Yes. Yes.
We do got to talk about too, is like, why do you think we like listening to these things so much outside of the games themselves?
Yeah. I mean, I think when I discovered that I could listen to video game music, like, I don't think it was something I even like knew that I could possibly do until I think Mario Galaxy had come out. And they had made that whole orchestrated album. And I was like, that's good enough to listen to by itself. I mean, I was listening to like Kingdom Hearts and stuff. But I think the thing is, like, it's just, if you've played the game, like I said, if you have a connection with that game and then you're doing something else while you're listening to it, for me, it's like, oh, I'm able to enjoy this thing outside of like what I'm actually doing right now. Like, I feel like I'm enveloped in like the game still, even though I'm not playing it, but I'm like working and listening to the soundtrack at the same time. And it almost like connects me to the game still and makes other things that I'm doing more enjoyable. I don't know. Yeah. That's my experience. Yeah. How's that for you?
I was thinking right along the same lines. Like a lot of ways it's nostalgia. Like even if it's nostalgia for the game I played the night before, where it's like, if I can't be playing the game at the moment because I'm at work, like I could still be reminded of it and kind of like get a sense of it. I think it's often similar with like movie soundtracks, which are often, I feel like, more distracting to me, because they're so like
those relaxing ones.
Yes, exactly that. Because like they bring us to the time and place of the movie and kind of bring us back to the time and place of the game.
Yeah.
But I also think it's like music certainly like, elevates circumstances, where it's like, it makes relaxing times more relaxing. It makes exciting times more exciting. So I feel like video games are very experiential, and kind of the music both heightens the game and also kind of heightens our current experience too in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, like in video games, sometimes you might be doing more mundane tasks or activities, and what yeah. makes it feel like it's more exciting is partly due to the music. You're like, okay, well, I'm the score is indicating that something epic is supposed to be happening right now, but all I'm doing is just riding my horse across this field, and it's not that epic, you know, but it sounds cool. So I feel like this is grand.
Yeah.
There's an elevate, there's an elevated sense of like activity that you're doing, and that, that translates perfectly to work.
Yes. Like when looking at Excel spreadsheet and you get some nice fuzzy vibes from the lo-fi beats going on.
I'm so relaxed.
Oh, so nice.
All these numbers.
Well, our time is short, but we have about a minute left here. So here's a final question for you. If you get one game soundtrack to follow you around wherever you go, what game are you going with?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I think I would probably go with Wind Waker, Zelda Wind Waker, because there's just a lot of like really fun, cheery tunes in that one. And I think the orchestration is like mostly cheery and happy. I like that sort of Gaelic style they were going for, or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
And that's just fun. That's just a fun, nice time. I don't know. How about you?
Good. Yeah. I left this to this moment. One of my favorite soundtracks is Stardew Valley. So good. Yeah. Just kind of gets you that small town charm.
It's great.
There's also the orchestrated version too, which is also very nice in its own way.
I have not listened to that.
It is phenomenal.
I've listened to the sound or the sleep. What's it called? Like the jazz for sleep covers or whatever it is for like Undertale. Yes. And I think Stardew has one too.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good. Nice. Quick shout out though to Animal Crossing as well. That's also a good one to follow you around.
I have not really sought those out that much. That's a great
check it out.
Good recommendation. Check good answer too.
Thank you.
All right, Jake. Well, we got to wind down, but we got to know too. What are you playing?
Man, I'm playing a lot of stuff right now. I'm playing. You'll appreciate this. I'm playing WarioWare Inc. Micro Games, the GBA like original.
Yes.
It's so good. It's so fun.
Yes.
Like I'm having a great time with that. I'm playing on my analog pocket, which is cool. The orange one. And then I am playing Mario Wonder and Mario RPG.
Very
kind
nice.
Of bouncing between those three right now. So it's been great.
Mario, Wario. Very
so
cool.
So much. So much.
Nice. Well, I played the demo to Dave the Diver, and we'll check that out sometime.
I've heard great things.
I had fun. I'll probably get it sometime, so we'll see. Sweet. Well, Jake, thank you again for joining me here. Where else are you out on the internet?
I am mostly on Twitter. That's where I'm most active. You can see me there at Bitblogist. Yeah, X, BitBloggist.
Very nice. Well, thank you all for listening in. You can follow us on the major podcasting services, or you can find us on the proper socials, 11.5 minutes, and let us know what is your favorite video game soundtrack. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks. Bye.